Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You don't. We are no longer speakerless, so to speak. I do so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting. And just be, is it still tweeting? Or is it Xing? I don't know. Right? Seriously, I appreciate the time you're spending with me, and I mean that sincerely. I know there's a gazillion other stations and shows, actually, you could be listening to. You've chosen this one. I'd like to believe it shows what high IQ you have. Maybe not. I don't know. You tell me. Well, like I said, we now have a speaker. And, you know, I've been watching this guy. I didn't have an opinion one way or the other. I mean, I appreciated what he stood for. I appreciated the kind of interrogation, if you would, which is, I don't have a word. I don't mind having that word. But the interrogations that he's done in some of the hearings, he doesn't let these fools, I should say, he doesn't suffer fools. He doesn't let them get away. When he's questioning them in the hearings with useless answers, with stupid answers. Perfect name for it, stupid answers, seriously. So again, when you look at this stuff, you look at who we have to have in these positions. I'm hoping he can move the needle. He is quite conservative. And, you know, maybe, he'll be able to move things forward. I mean, he's known as a good and honest guy. So I do appreciate these guys when they step up and take these positions. Because there is nothing easy about these positions. There's nothing easy about taking these stands that are against what everybody else, or not everybody else. A large group of the uninformed believe are good and true and right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Mike Johnson, who we were just talking about, I don't think he was a pick of McCarthy. So I don't think McCarthy was really for him. And he managed tonight, you know, one of the most fractured House Republican conferences in history. He pulled all these useless cats together, all these roaming cats. Johnson was elected by a unanimous House Republican caucus. I mean, think about it. We've been 3 weeks without a speaker because these guys couldn't get their act together. Now, why he wasn't mentioned early on, I don't know. Think of all the failed attempts. But what a bunch of fools we look like. Gates, if he really cared, could have got on this, could have set this up early on. I don't know what, I don't know if or what Johnson came up with to get them to vote for him. All right, I think he's a GOP lawmaker who was in the room during the vote at the time said, you know what? It was a marathon meeting. Lawmakers were, for all intents and purposes, kind of whipped into submission, if you would, and saying, really, how much longer do we want to go on with this? Right? How much longer are we going to look like fools? And I guess finally somebody said, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, we're going to pick this guy. Because he's way too, if you think about it, some of the things they were concerned about with Jordan, this guy should have given the same pause. Should have. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And if you can't, and listen, if you can't believe that the squad and people around them, if you would, are just totally lost, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I mean, they voted against condemning Hamas, or Hamas's attack, I guess, on Israel. They all refuse to support it. Just amazing. Yes, they should be called the losing squad, but the squad nonetheless. There was a resolution that was put forward, H.R. 771. It reaffirmed America's support for Israel and response to the attacks received overwhelming bipartisan support. It passed by a vote of 412-10. Six members voted present. That's cowardice. That's, you know, that's what we should rename it. How's that? Six members voted, I'm a coward. Now, the 10 members voting against the resolution included six of the eight squad members. Representatives, I don't have to go through them, do I? Yeah. AOC, Omar Tlaib, Jamal Bowman, right, Summer Lee, Cori Bush, you know, Andrew Carson, Al Green of Texas, and Delia Ramirez of Illinois. I guess, I don't know, how many kids have to be killed before they would say something? Are they okay with these people killing like this? Slaughtering like this? Joe and Senior House. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Masino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email. That's probably easier for you. Joe@TheRealSide.com, Joe@TheRealSide.com. You know, constantly talking about some of the issues that this state, especially this state of California, has in trying to get its act together, trying to really do the right thing. I think a while back you heard Senator Scott Wilk from the legislature, from one of the hearings up in Sacramento, you know, say, if you care about your kids, if you love your kids, get them out of the state. And not that I don't disagree with him, depending on what situation you're in, but stay and fight. If you got the will and you got the ability, stay and fight. Because you're not just fighting for your child. If you really care about kids the way you say, you care about all children, not just one. And there's plenty of people that have stayed back, if you would. Stayed with the fight. Willing to keep the fight going forward. And I'm proud to say I've got one of those people on the phone with me, California mom attorney and Democrat Erin Friday, who's the leader of a parent advocacy group, Our Duty. The group works to support parents who are facing issues of gender identity with their children, lack of transparency about it in our schools. Just so many things that we need help with, and you don't always know where to go for it. And Erin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Well, let's before we get rolling here, tell people about your group.
Okay, so Our Duty was started in the UK by a gentleman named Keith Jordan. He had a child who was caught up in the gender cult, and he started this parent advocacy group, and it grew to the United States, and it's, I get to be the co-lead here on the Western region. And what's so amazing about this group is that it is all parents, all volunteers, and we get to do whatever we think is right for our state and for our area of expertise. So I'm very grateful to be a part of Our Duty, and we continue to grow, unfortunately, because we want to shrink. We want to go out of business.
Well, and you guys are doing some great work. You know, I've been on some of the calls. I've seen some of the work that you're doing. And, you know, it's great to have a group out there supporting others that are trying to do the same thing. And when I say the same thing right now, in the state of California, we've got some issues with what we're calling or we're describing as parental notification, simply allowing parents to be involved in the academic and medical and so forth of their child, of their students' education, of their students' educational years, if you would. You recently, Bonta has decided to pick a fight with your group. Why don't you tell us about what's going on with the school boards and where we're at with AG Bonta.
Sure. Well, we started, Our Duty actually wrote six bills last year, six or eight. And should I say I did, not knowing what I was doing, which was way too many. But I was so blessed to write one about parental notification. And the last door that I knocked on was freshman Bill Asaley's door, and I was really going to go home. I was beaten, and he let me in and sat down with me, and he took the idea, and he ran with it, and he wrote then AB 1314, which is really a simple parental notification bill. It's a, you know, I was actually a little bit angry with him. I wanted more teeth in it. I wanted more in it, and Yeah, I know. And all the bill did was if a student is showing signs of experiencing gender dysphoria by doing one of three things, then the parents must be notified. Very, very simple. It didn't tell the school that they weren't allowed to call the child by their chosen name. It didn't tell the school that they must let the child play on certain sports teams. It really just brought the parents in on the secret. And we did not even get a hearing on that bill. The Democrats shut us down right from the get-go, not giving a hearing. So we decided, well, we don't give up, and we turned that policy into a school board policy. And Chino Valley, Sonia Shaw was ready and willing to take that first parental notification policy up, which was really the same bill that Bill Asaley wrote that said if a child asks for a new name or pronoun, if a child asks to be on a different sex sports team, if a child asks to change their records, just let the parents know. Let us in so that we know that our child is having distress with their bodies. And so far, seven school boards have passed the parental notification policy. Two school boards recently passed, a little vanilla parental notification policy that doesn't do much, but they're trying, and we'll work with them to get it stronger. But school boards are realizing they're going to be sued either way, right? They're going to be sued either by Rob Bonta, or they're going to be sued by the angry parents and the teachers. We're already seeing the lawsuits by the parents and by the teachers against the school board. And I'll tell you, there's 5.8 school students and over 300,000 school teachers. And there's only one Rob Bonta. I would roll the dice and pass a parental notification policy, because I don't think Rob Bonta has it in him to sue every school board that passes a right and moral and correct parental notification policy.
Now, I'm extremely confused, Aaron, though. I got to tell you, what would be so bad about telling parents that their kids are struggling with something, with anything, I don't care what it is, that are struggling with something, that has some confusion, trying to work through some issues? I mean, what could possibly be so bad about that?
Well, yeah. So what Rob Bonta said in his moving papers and his complaint against Chino is that parents will harm their children if they find out that their child is struggling with gender dysphoria. I mean, what a horrible and untrue thing. Yeah, all parents are abusive. Do you hear that? You know, everyone, do you hear that? Rob Bonta, who's running for governor, thinks all of us are abusive parents, and we should not know that our child is struggling with really a mental health issue. Gender dysphoria means a child is uncomfortable in their natal sex. It's a mental health issue that is in the DSM-5 as a mental health issue.
All right, well, hang tight for a second. I got to go for a commercial break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go for a lot more with Aaron Friday when we return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. During a joint press conference with the Australian Prime Minister, President Biden addressed the election of Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House. When asked if he was concerned about Johnson attempting to overturn the 2024 election results if Biden were reelected, he said,
I was not worried that the last guy would be able to overturn the election. They had about 60 lawsuits and all the way to the Supreme Court, and every time they lost.
Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has introduced a bill aimed at combating hazing. The Stop Campus Hazing Act, presented by the Democratic lawmaker in collaboration with Republican Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, mandates that colleges and universities report on-campus hazing incidents. After 4 decades of ownership, Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in the Jersey Shore has relinquished its claim on the Taco Tuesday trademark, paving the way for any restaurant to use it. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I have the pleasure of having on the line with me attorney Erin Friday. And she is the leader of a parent advocacy group, Our Duty. The group works to support parents who are facing the issues of gender identity with their children. And really a lack of transparency about what's going on in our schools. Erin, before we get rolling with the conversation, tell people how they can help you, how they can find your website and all of that.
Sure. You can go to ourduty.group is how you find our advocacy group. And what I really like people to go to is to go to protectkidsca.com. You can look at some ballot initiatives that we are promoting to turn California back into the golden state that it used to be. Get boys out of girls' bathrooms and sports teams. Stop gender interventions on children. And stop these school secrets. You can support the ballot initiatives by donating money, and also volunteer. We need people to gather signatures. We have to bring the laws back to the people, because we're not getting Sacramento to pass the laws that we need to protect our parental rights and protect our kids. The only way we're going to do it is if we get these ballot initiatives on the ballot 2024. Please join us.
Yeah, you're so right. And you know what? And part of that, as I've learned over the last few years too, is getting smaller groups of parents together. I get smaller groups of parents together and explain to them what their rights are. Now, here I am, a board member, telling them, come to the meeting. Let us know what's going on in your head. Let us know what's going on at the schools, because we can't be everywhere. We can't be at all the schools. We do not know everything that's going on. And because of groups like yours, because of people like you, I'm seeing more and more parents step up, more and more parents asking for help. And actually, funny thing about it, some of you are saying, how do we help you get this across, the finish line? And here in California, parents are allowed to put items on the agenda through California law to be able to do that, and they didn't know it. So we've actually been able to, or some districts I know have been able to make great strides by the parents being able to crack that dam, if you would, and allow us to deal with this stuff, because otherwise we'd still be fighting this. We'd still be moving at a snail's pace. I do want to give you I do want to give you kudos for doing that, for being part of this whole thing and helping the parents, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, thank you. And one thing I've learned in all of this in the last 2 years doing this is that one person can make an enormous amount of difference. And you don't have to have any special superpowers to actually move the needle. Yeah. The squeaky wheel analogy works. The more people that show up, the more people will show up. You know, courage begets courage, rushing the stage, all those, you know, nice little handy quibs actually work. More people will see that parents care, and then they'll do something about it. This year, we stopped the bill. Parents and advocates stopped the bill from being signed by Gavin.
That's right. You did. Yeah.
So many people called. Phone calls. They take 30 seconds. What would you do for a kid? I would spend 30 seconds a day for a child. Of course you would. Everybody would.
Yeah.
These school board meetings are so important.
I'm a little biased, obviously, but I think the most important elected seat in a community is a school board seat, even more important than the city council seat. That's my opinion, though.
Yeah, no, I actually agree with you. The school board is very, very powerful because, remember, you're teaching kids, and you're protecting children, and you're protecting our future that way. And anybody out there who has kids in mind first and education in mind first should run for school board. Those seats don't cost a lot to actually run for. I suspect that you probably spent under $10,000 in your run for.
Well, my area is a little bigger, but you're right. The elementary school boards out where I'm at, anywhere from about $10,000 to $12,000 to win those seats. I spent closer to $45,000, $48,000 to win my seat. I have 32,000 people to reach. You know, so but it doesn't matter. You know, people who, that's the other thing that people need to understand. If you get involved with people in your community that are like-minded like you about education, about the kids, and they believe you can do a good job, they'll help you raise money, they'll help you walk, they'll help you get your message out, and that's what you need. And it actually does need to be that, you know, that saying, it takes a village. It really does need to be the village. It really does need to be the community. Democrat, Republican, Independent, that shouldn't matter when it comes to education. And I had them all walking for me, not just me, some of the other people who won their seats as well. And that's what we need. We need community engaged and involved, and I'm so excited to see them starting to get involved all over again. You know,
yes.
You were talking about this earlier, about Bonta, and there are a lot of parents, a lot of people who say, man, how can you win against the state? How are you going to make this happen? And you and I were talking earlier today, and there's strategies behind this. We're not just bulls in a china shop. We're not just screaming, we're parents and we want this. There are laws that you're following. There are ways you're working this through the court system. Explain how that works. And the mere fact is that we know this has to end up at the Supreme Court, correct?
Yes, and it will end up in the Supreme Court. And the trick is to get it there as soon as possible, because this isn't an issue just in California. Schools all over the nation are keeping the same secrets from parents, and the parents are restless also in those states. And we're starting to get some wins in some of the more conservative states and losses in other states, which is fine. You need that mix of wins and losses in order to get it up to the Supreme Court of the United States. And I am very confident that when these lawsuits get up to the Supreme Court is going to find in favor of parental rights. There are 100 years of cases,
yeah,
deciding on parental rights, unless the parent is abusing the child, and calling a child by a different name is not abuse. So we're going to get up there. And what's really interesting too, as school boards pass these policies, Ron Bonta has to sue at each school district. So he has to have, right now, 9 lawsuits going. And if 9 more school boards pass a parental notification, he has to have 18 going. And that looks really bad for him. Our own attorney general is suing our own schools that are already underfunded. wait till the teachers start getting furloughed because there's not enough money in those districts. And the school boards are going to pay. They just paid $100,000 to Jessica Conan for her lawsuit in a settlement because they secretly transitioned her daughter. But the $100,000 doesn't really, that's not the big number. The big number is attorney's fee. That probably cost the district $400,000. And remember I said there's 5.8 million students in public school.
Yeah.
Even if 1% of those parents file a lawsuit, that's 5,800 lawsuits. Can your school district handle that? I don't think so.
No. We have, look, we have 22,000 kids in our school district, okay? And, you know, when you think about it, the whole COVID thing, we had parents suing us because their children weren't at the education level they needed to be, and by law, we have to educate children a certain way to a certain degree and level. So we were getting sued when we were being told by the state how we were supposed to educate these kids during the pandemic. So again, more state money, state tax money being spent after the state gave us the guidelines by which we were supposed to do things. It's craziness going on up there in Sacramento.
Yeah, you're going to get sued all over again. I feel sorry for schools, actually, because you're going to have the sexual harassment suits by both the trans-identified kids and the girls who are exposed to male bodies. Both of them are going to be able to file lawsuits. And who wins? What's the hierarchy? Both of them win. Yeah. So schools are going to, you know, it's almost like the schools are going to be defunded if we don't really bring reality back to the schools. Public schools may be a thing of the past because everyone's going to be able to sue. Every teacher can sue if they are forced to call a boy a girl.
That's true. Yeah.
So, it's a tricky situation, and I know that there's school boards out there who think that they can just bury their head. We'll just sit back and watch. And,
oh, no.
And, No.
All right.
They're buying themselves.
We've got another quick break to go before we come back. I got some questions for you that people have sent me. Be back in a few minutes. You have Logo Far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you. are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe was here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first. I tell you to do that when it comes to, I don't care whether it's educational issues, city issues, if you're involved in politics in any way, shape, manner, or form, don't be one of those people that gets up at the mic at a city meeting, city council meeting, or school board meeting, and you really don't know what you're talking about. Get a little information. Be able to a little, I won't say defend yourself, but at least be able to know what you're asking and what it is you're looking for. And not just call them names and get mad at them for it. I get it. It's your kids. I get that you get a little emotional. But don't blow it all because you make a comment by calling out or calling names of the board members. It's not good. It doesn't work. So I'm honored to have attorney and Democrat Aaron Friday. And the reason I say, Aaron, you'll forgive me, the reason I'm telling them that you're a Democrat is because what we hear a lot is this is nothing but a right-wing Christian conspiracy group of people that want to call out these transgender kids. And that couldn't be further from the truth, couldn't it?
Nope. It's 80% of the parents in my support group are Democrats or were Democrats and are now independent because they have been abandoned by their party. So, no, this is not a partisan issue. They want it to be. They want us to be siloed. They don't want us to hold hands. They don't want us to talk. And that's where our power comes, because guess what? Both Democrat parents and Republican parents love their kids and want to raise their kids as they see fit.
Yeah, and I'd even extend that to independence, no party preference, and the rent is too damn high party. I mean, it's not a political issue, and people need to stop that. It's had nothing to do with politics and everything in the world to do with the, you know, the issue of keeping a kid safe. I'll give you a little funny right now. I don't want to give, I really shouldn't talk about it too much, but my district is looking at this kind of policy. And there are certain people in town that are saying it's got to be Messina because he is a conservative Christian. And, you know, his religion is against this kind of thing. And I'm thinking, so why? Why would you drag that in? Why would you make that, you know, the topic? Because this is all about protecting kids. It's nothing to do with religion or party. And I'm sure you feel the same way. You probably have Christians and atheists and Jews and whatever on these teams.
We have radical feminists, lesbians, black people, Hispanic people, Indian people, Muslim people, religious people, non-religious people. I mean, I voted for same-sex marriage. So this isn't about being a bigot or a homophobe. Transgenderism is a whole nother deal. It's about telling a child and colluding with the child that that child is wrong, they were born wrong, and the only way to fix themselves is to become a lifelong medical patient. Yeah. So this is very, very different from the traditional liberal side of things. In fact, it's a homophobic movement in that many of these kids, if they weren't transitioned, would just grow up to be gay kids. But we're actually transing the gay away is kind of our phrase that we use. We're hurting girls who would grow up to be tomboys or, you know, maybe same-sex attracted, and we're telling them that they're actually men, that you can't be a girl and like boy things, and that's just wrong. I'm a girl who likes boy things, and I also am not gay, so you never know.
My youngest daughter, I loved talking about this when she was, you know, a baby. She was the baby of the four. She had two older brothers. And I'm telling you what, she could beat the crap out of both of them. And, you know, she could run with the best guy around. And she is quite feminine. But by today's stature, they would say, hey, you know, maybe you are a boy. You talk like a boy, you fight like a boy. I mean, it's just so wrong. And she couldn't be any more feminine today.
Yeah, there's no right way to be a girl. There's no right way to be a boy.
Thank you.
There's men that are feminine and women that are masculine, and so be it. That's why there's 31 flavors of ice cream.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, got a couple of questions for you, and they're valid questions because, you know, it's the same thing I ran into at times, which is a couple of parents have asked me, if you suspect your child is using a different name or, you know, go by a different gender or even the pronoun thing, how do you go about that? Because they feel like the school won't tell them the truth anyway.
Well, they first should send in a FERPA request or a request for records on their child. And under California law and federal law, the school is required to provide the parent with the child's records. So they're called pupil records. And if you go to our duty substack, I actually have a sample request letter on my Substack, so you can copy and paste it, use it how you will, and send it into the school. Now, if the school is creating a shadow file, that's a non-pupil file. They call it like a fake file. They have all sorts of names. And, yeah, they have their own file drawer, and they hide it behind, you know, with the supervisor or somewhere special in the school. And so they say, okay, that's not a pupil record. So they're only doing that by name, right? It's really a pupil record. We know it. And, you know, what's kind of fun right now is I'm requesting records from all these school districts. They do not like it, but too bad. And now they're claiming they won't send me the records because they're all privileged under FERPA. Well, they can't be FERPA records for me and not FERPA records for the parent. They need to choose. But parents, I would say every parent that's listening, even if you don't suspect your kid is gender questioning, send in one of those requests. Send it in once a month, twice a month. Let those schools know that you're tracking what they are doing. And parent, if you think that your child's being called a different name by the school, pop in. Walk those classrooms. Look on those walls for all of those assignments. Do you see your child's name up there? If you don't, something's going on.
Oh, That's a great point, Aaron. I never thought of that. I walk into classrooms as a trustee of the school. You know, I look around, I see what the kids are doing and what's going on and what they're writing, what's going up on the walls. I never thought of if I had a child that was concerned that I should be looking around the class to see if I see his or her name there. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you can do that too and look at the books that are on the bookshelf. And you'll know the teachers that are kind of pushing this. You'll be able to tell who they are.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you will. I agree with you there. Another question was, some teachers, as you just mentioned, you know what teachers are which, are encouraging their kids. Is there a way to find out? Because they don't have to tell you. If you go to that teacher and say, are you helping my daughter look at this? Are you helping my son look for this? They don't tell you. I'm not going to say they don't have to tell you. They should tell you. But they don't have to. At least that's what they're being told. What do you say?
Well, that's when you write your letter and say and put it all in writing and scare them. You know, once it's in writing and you put those questions out there, they need to answer them. Do a request for records. Find out what those conversations are about your child. See what they respond to. And also, parents, don't be afraid of following your gut. If you think
yes.
a teacher is an indoctrinator, you look at that teacher and they look at you kind of cross-eyed. They don't like you. They're dismissive of you. Go ahead and transfer your child out of that class.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to pull them out, because I hear some parents say, well, they've made friends in the class. Nobody cares. That should not be your number one concern, right?
Children make friends wherever they go.
That's true.
They are so resilient. I would be more afraid of a 60-year-old trying to make new friends. But no, children are actually really resilient. And you're going to have only one chance of saving your child from, you know, medical harm.
Yeah.
You've got to throw everything at it. And it's hard and it stinks to move your child out of a school. And I know you said we shouldn't leave California, but there are some occasions where you may need to leave the state or move to a more conservative area of the state or consider homeschooling because you are parenting against 6 hours of indoctrination every day.
Yep.
And you have to remember that way. How powerful is your parenting over this? It's not that powerful.
No, not when they spend the whole day with their friends and peer pressure and the teacher and all of that. One of the questions, we only got about 2 minutes left. But can you look at curriculum? Can you ask the teacher to look at, I want to see what you're teaching, you know, what the curriculum is for this class?
Yep. You are absolutely, that is your right to look at the curriculum. And if they tell you it's copyrighted and you can't look at it, that's a lie. Keep pushing them. They're always going to say no first. And you just keep pushing. Show me the code where it says I'm not allowed to look at this.
Yeah, show me the actual. Yeah, you're exactly right. All right, real quick. Again, one last time, where can people get more information about you, get more information about your organization, and help out?
Yep. So ourduty.group is our website. There's lots of information, teaches you some easy ways to talk about transgenderism in a kind way and understand the differences between the LGB and the T. And then go to protectkidsca.com and sign up to be a volunteer and donate some money so that we can stop the madness that's going on
and
in our state.
And there's the key, because we're up against it. People, it takes money to win these battles. Listen, bless you for what you're doing, Aaron. I very much appreciate the hard work that you're doing. All right, people, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.